Britney Spears and Michael Jackson may have new albums, but there's a new rock act that's getting a lot of media buzz. The Strokes is a New York quintet who were first seized upon as rock and roll saviors by the British press. Their debut CD is called Is This It? And rock critic Ken Tucker listened to hear whether it was.
Julian Casablancas sings in a world-weary voice that sounds vaguely muffled, as if it's wafting up from beneath a New York City manhole cover. Behind him, guitarist Albert Hammond Jr. provides riffs that are angular and razor-edged. You have to listen hard to hear any influence from his father, who had a top-five hit in 1972 with the gloppy ballad It Never Rains in Southern California. Other influences, however, the band reveals openly. You can tell on a song such as The Modern Age that the Strokes have listened long and hard to the ultimate New York rock band, the Velvet Underground, with Casablancas doing a choice Lou Reed impersonation. Of course, impersonation does not a great rock band make, but it helps if you pick the right influences. What the Strokes have going for them is the lurching energy that characterized the other great Manhattan rock band, the New York Dolls, as well as a knack for catchy melodies that get your head bobbing to the music before you even take in what they're singing about. That song is called Barely Legal, which suggests it's about underage lust, but these guys are too canny to court such controversy. Indeed, before releasing this album, they removed a song called New York City Cops, in which the police were referred to as not being very smart. A small insult in the scheme of things, but one they aren't about to risk right now. At any rate, Barely Legal actually plays out as a wistful song about losing one's innocence and mourning it. At their best, though, the Strokes are a lot more interesting for the way they manage to sound jaded and enthusiastic simultaneously, a terrific contradiction that comes together most enjoyably on Last Night. Overall, there's something too derivative about the Strokes' music to make even its biggest fans, among whom they can count Elton John, to justify their next big thing status. But I'm really glad so raucous and artfully slapdash a band as the Strokes can get the attention they've gotten. Because in the midst of tidy teen pop and growling pessimistic hip-hop, it means there's still space for five guys to hammer at a couple of guitar chords, slam on a set of drums, and yell about things in a way that makes some listeners' hearts flutter with exhilaration.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Is This It? By The Strokes.